Welcome to the 30 to Life podcast, where we break stereotypes, build legacies, and help others along the way. It's your boy Mookie.
And your favorite color in the world, brown.
So beautiful. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the 30 to Life podcast, where we break stereotypes, build legacies, help others along the way. And we're all about redefining the Black experience. We got a special episode for you. Today's barbershop talk. So we're going to have a topic that we're going over, and that topic is student loans. Shout out to Joe Biden. But before we go into it, Brown, what's going on? What's up?
Yo, busy as ever. Yo, I got to move unexpectedly. So that's where the majority of my focus has been. Not even focus. I can't even say that, because shout out to my wife. She's been doing most of the work. But I think the stress of moving has been weighing me down, my brother. But I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. Working hard. How you, man? How you been?
Working hard. Yo, first, I want to talk about moving. Like, moving is horrible.
I hate it.
It's horrible. I've done it once without movers, and then once with movers, and it is night and day in terms of the experience.
Yeah.
Hiring movers,
it's worth it.
Although it is expensive,
it's worth it. Worth every
penny. It's 100% worth it.
Yeah.
When you're young and you know you won't be aching the next day because you know you at it, but like now we're in our mid 30s, we forget that. Like you gotta hire movers, let them do it, and then you just say thank you.
Nah, it's so much easier. Now I just wish you could hire somebody to put everything where we want it.
Oh, they do that too. Some of the places do that too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, extra money. They do it. They'll put your bed back together. They'll put your dresser back together. They do all of that.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking about doing that because my wife just buy all these things for me to put together.
And when they're moving into the other place?
Yeah. So now I got like 5 projects I gotta put together. I'm just dreading all of that. But I can't complain because she did most of the pack. And so it's like, I guess that's the
look up the movers and get the ones that'll, put some stuff together.
I'll pay the extra money
for that. Yeah, it's worth it. When you look at the time, right? It's like
exactly the time. That's the thing.
Yep, time is everything. Time is more important right now. Time is money, as they say. So, now the moving process is horrible. But you got to do what you got to do, and keep moving forward. But today, barbershop talk. Student loans.
So what's going on? It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic. Before COVID, student loans was the pandemic. And now that COVID has subsided and it's more normalized, student loans are back in the forefront again, right? We hear all this talk about it. And for everyone listening right now, you probably heard one that Biden has delayed the start of student loan payments to August 31st. And they're probably saying that he's going to extend that again, probably through midterm elections, which would be smart for him to do that. So I'm assuming that he would do that. But also, recent reports were talking about he's changing his mind about student loan forgiveness, right? And he's considering to pay off not $50,000 that some people have been calling for, but he's looking at $10,000. And also with that $10,000, they're floating around the idea of excluding people who are high income earners, which is interesting.
Not fair.
So it could be basically people who are making 6 figures probably will start to be phased out. And, same kind of like with your stimulus checks, right? Yeah. Phased out after 75 to 100,000. So I'm assuming to be around there, 100,000 plus will start to get dwindled to maybe 5,000 and then 4, 3, 2, 1, etc. So what are your thoughts? How do you feel? I mean, I got my opinions, but I'll let you shoot first.
I mean, once again, the middle class, that do well, that earn their way, that grinded, get the short end of the stick. I think it's unfair. The fact that the middle class Americans are the backbone of the American economy. And we get dookied on again, you know, is really unfair. And this is why I say, and I've said it before on the show, and I'm gonna say it again, you know, I think Black middle class Americans need to regroup and understand that voting for the Democratic Party solely and not even considering the Republican Party is a mistake. I'm gonna start with that. But what are your thoughts?
One, I don't like them throwing out the idea, right? And they're probably doing fillers out right now to see, you know, what type of backlash or thoughts are doing polling around it. But I don't think they should limit it to individuals who make, let's say, I don't know if it's 125 or 150, or phase them out once they start making in the six figures. I think that makes me say I'm not in favor of it, but them removing it, and it gives the chance for everyone, every taxpayer really, to have an opportunity to get their student loans paid. I think I'm more in favor of that. As someone who paid off their student loans and sacrificed, and you know, me and my wife, we did everything in our power to pay it off. And there was a lot of, you know, delayed gratification, sacrifices, you know, pivots and career moves to pay it off. I don't like that, you know, for people who are like upwardly mobile to be removed from that because, you know, they are making the steps to increase their income to potentially fix their financial situation. Like I was fortunate to pay it off, but some people may not be fortunate because they have, you know, other priorities, whether that's multiple kids. I didn't have kids when I paid off my debt, but you know, if you have kids while you're trying to pay off debt, that's another avenue that you have to, support that you have to provide. So I can understand it. And if you're taking away someone's making 150, let's say 150 and they have two kids and you're saying they exclude it now, like you got to take more in consideration to it. So I really didn't like that part of it. I think upon first hearing that during his campaign that he would pay off student loans, I didn't like it at all because of all the, you know, hard work and everything that I did. But I think over the last couple of years, you know, going through the pandemic and stuff like that, like I'm more open to it. But I do think there shouldn't be any type of like filters on it because, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing the right activities or chose the right major and are high income earners, but they still need that relief as well, right? Because some people take jobs just to make a lot of money, but they don't maybe not want to make a lot of money at that time and they want to do something that they're more passionate about, right? And why, you know, fault them for it. So it's a lot of different ways you can throw through it, but those are like my initial thoughts.
You're absolutely correct. And I want to kind of bring it to the point where you mentioned that, you know, you didn't originally like it because you had worked so diligently to pay off your student loans. But then you kind of transitioned after the pandemic. But like, why? Like, why did you transition? Because I mean, I'm not going to lie, I didn't finish paying off my student loans. But, you know, I thought about it. Would I like my student loans wiped out? Absolutely. But would I feel the same kind of way if I would have done what you did and pay off my student loans? Like, I think I kind of maybe would have felt some kind of way, like you said, like you delayed your gratification, like, and now versus me who might have all of mine wiped out and I didn't have to delay my gratifications as such. You know, how do you feel about that?
Well, one, when they cancel student loans, like, you know who pays for it? Anyone who pays taxes, basically, yeah, right? So that's always in the back of my mind. But then I also think just like people who made mistakes in terms of maybe picking the wrong major, not getting the right job, going to these for-profit colleges or private institutions that promised them everything in the door, but when they left, you know, there was no support in terms of like post college. Professional development. So I think about those people. Obviously, you know, there's a group of people who, you know, may not even be trying to pay their student loans. And those people, you know, they're going to be a part of it, right? There's no like perfect formula. But I do think about the people who, you know, went into majors and thinking it would give them some type of results, but, you know, they may be still working at, you know, doing jobs that they don't love. So, so yeah, my heart goes out to them and the people who are trying, you know, to stay above water and everything, but, you know, student loans, I mean, I had student loans and at one point I was paying, you know, $1,300-$1,400 a month. And it was hard. It was hard to do that, right? Like out of college, having like those levels of payments. And some of it was my own doing by deferring my student loans, which, you know, build up the interest, which made me have to pay more.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I shouldn't have had to pay that type, right? Yeah. And I had private loans and federal loans. So the people who go into that situation, like unless you are proactive with your career and intentional with your career and you don't have any other things pulling you down, right? Which could be, it could be family related, you know, if your parents are ill or anything, you're supporting them, or if you have multiple kids, or your living situation isn't the best, you have mental health issues. I mean, there's a lot that makes it very hard. And I know when I had all this debt, like I had the thoughts of like, I'm a failure. How the heck am I have this much in loans? Right. Like, and my loans wasn't that bad, but because I deferred them and the interest built, it accumulated. It built a lot faster over like the 2 to 3 years post-college. Right. Which if I would have kept those loans, I probably would have had some of it waived this last year or two, because they're supposed to go on like a income-based payment plan. Mm-hmm. Instead of being it deferred, and all those thousands of dollars that I had from deferring probably would have been waived, and I probably would have been part of that group. But I haven't thought about it until right now when I read the letter. I mean, read the news release. But yeah, I hate the student loan system, man. I'm bringing back all these bad memories.
But the part of it is because, I mean, and here's what, like, all right. So I do believe in capitalism in some respect, and there's some sprinkles of socialism where I feel we really need to incorporate, and that's with the educational system. I think education should be, I think it should be free. and this is the first time I'm actually voicing this, but I mean, as I've gotten older and I realized that you know, it really should be. If we are to advance human civilization, then the more people that are educated will increase or actually galvanize that expansion. And to make it so expensive to create that barrier to entry to education, when in fact, I think socially it should be free. 'Cause it's really that the avenue anybody could get through to achieve their goals. I mean, what are your thoughts on making education free?
I don't think it should be free. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess in theory, I think it should be free, but realistically, it should not inflate as much as it did from the 80s all the way to today, right? Because it's pretty much inflated year over year about 6%, right? So the value of college was diluted because one, the cost went up, but also the amount of people who went to college increased as well. So what I would like to see is for, you know, some type of stabilizer of tuition. And at least from a community college and state level, those schools should be close to free, right? I think the state school should be close to community college costs, because then it will take away the stigma of sometimes state schools or even community college, and also have a stronger bridge between community college to the state schools, and publicize that even more, right? Because there's a lot of people who just don't go to community colleges because it has a bad rep. But I think if there was more of transit, well, I would say more publicized transition between community college to, or maybe they're like a smaller campus version of the state schools. So attach them to it so that it doesn't feel as if it's I'm going to community college, right? Because community college is cheap, it's low cost, right? So I think community college, state schools, the transition period or same umbrella. And then these for-profit schools definitely have to be stabilized. Like you can't charge above this point unless your graduates of that college are graduating making this amount, right? And that's how they cap it. They tie it to like the results of their students post-graduation to their tuition and where it's capped, right? You shouldn't be able to pay, you know, this the president of these schools millions of dollars if your school is, or I would even say like over $500,000, if the school is not successfully having their students into the workforce.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, so not to say that we are against student loans and going to college and, you know, furthering your educational levels, but I think that we're trying to say that we want you to be smarter than we were. So you kept saying deferring your loans. Like I did the same thing. And that, like you said, that increases your interest. And over time, you know, you think you're getting away with it, but that short-term burst of like, all right, I got some time, but then I look at it as robbing your future self. So if I could do it all over again, if I could do it all over again, you know, I would have not stayed on campus. I would have stayed at home, even though I will say the memories will always be, you know,
well, they definitely would be different.
But as a business mindset person right now who's thinking of just the long term in terms of investments and returns on income and all that stuff, I would have said, and saving, I would have said I would have stayed at home. I would have just gone to my classes, did the commute thing, just persevered through commuting. I definitely wouldn't have deferred my loans. I would have gotten an additional part-time job to pay off my student loans faster, so that would decrease my my interest rates for the, you know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, like I would have done it a lot more strategic and a lot more smart. And, you know, I don't regret going to school. I don't regret living on campus, but I would have just done it a little bit more cost efficient.
What do you regret specifically? Like,
I think I should have worked. I should have paid, like, so for instance, right now I get reimbursed for my job, so my job pays for my school. But as I'm thinking about it, like I'm taking one class at a time, and I probably would have went to school part-time and then worked part-time. And then I would have paid off my school simultaneously. So I wish I would have worked while I was in school and paid off my classes simultaneously, as opposed to just taking out loans in general. Cause like when I went to nursing school, I worked, and then whatever I made at work, I paid for my nursing school. So, yep. And although it was hard, it was tiring, me not having to owe anything for nursing school or my graduate studies is a blessing. And if I would have gotten that sooner, you know, if I would have just worked while I was doing my undergraduate and not partying so much and not, you know, being out there, and I could have used some of that time to work and then pay off some of my tuition, you know, I could have had less student loans, you know, I could have been in a different financial situation now. So, yeah. But what about you?
So for probably about, after graduating college, I probably thought of probably about 80 different ways I would have did it differently. probably for like as soon as I made my first student loan payment, like for like 4 years, I would think about that, right? Yeah. So one, I went out of school out of state. So I think that was error on my way. So I would have went to a state school, right? Yeah. You know, because I was getting contacted by, you know, different schools in New Jersey that was state, and yeah, I didn't even look at him because I was already set on I'm going to school out of state, right? So I would have went to a state school, absolutely, right? My loans probably would have been Very, very low, right? Under 20,000. Yeah. At least I would say under 30,000, I would have had that easily. Yeah. Maybe 20,000, right? Depending on which one I went to, like the schools that contacted me, I would have probably had almost a, not a free ride, but maybe under $10,000 plus like dorm or something like that. I would have, or if I went out of state, I would have used a family's address so I could get in-state tuition. I probably would have said, you know, my parents separated so I can get, you know, full financial aid and stuff like that. Cause all I was, when I went to school, all it was scholarships that I had from like applying and stuff like that and student loans. I didn't get any of the free, the grants that everyone, you know, get like Pell and all that stuff like that. So I probably would have said separated and all that other stuff like that. Right. These are the things I was thinking back in, you know, over a decade ago, the different things I would have did. Right. But now today, what I would have did was state school still. And then I would have worked while I was in college. I did work, but it was like part-time. Like I would do like here and there, little stuff and everything like that. And it was enough to, you know, maybe buy clothes or, you know, go out and buy food and stuff like that, but nothing substantially. I would have just probably worked consistently at least 15 hours a week throughout the entire school. Cause there was time to do that. Mm-hmm. And then in school in general, I would leverage more of my time to build relationships with faculty, administration, from a career standpoint, right? Because I had relationships for like to get free food in, you know, the cafeteria or like to get fees waived for like financial aid, but I didn't have the relationships from a career standpoint that I should have focused on. Although, you know, we graduated in the worst time of the world, at least in our generation. But, you know, having those relationships would have expedited, you know, both our careers in a lot of ways if we had those. So that was really important as well. And then, that's what I would do. That's what I'd do differently. And then maybe just because our backgrounds, like we kind of talked about it a little bit before, but like we did like computer programming and all that stuff like that in high school. So I probably would have
stayed in tech,
stuck in computer science or computer technology, IT or something like that, because we had like 1 to 2 years working in computer programming. But for some reason, me and you both chose to do something outside of that, which at that time,
Yep. Made no sense.
Absolutely no sense. Right.
And it's not like nobody was pushing us. Like we were just, I don't know.
Well, once we left the program, like it was like, you know, the connectivity was slightly there, but it wasn't like, you know, hey, I need to do this and everything. But the funny thing is everyone else who wasn't in the program, they went into computer science and stuff and everything. So yeah, that was the air of our ways in terms of that. We chose different paths. So those are kind of like the things that I think about every now and then, but it has dwindled since I paid it off overall. But a question I wanted to ask you escaped me. I had it. It was a good one. With student loans. Oh, yes. So when you actually received your aid package, right? That you were gonna have student loans.
I just signed everything. It. I didn't read it. If that's what you got to have. I know. I was laughing over school.
So all this, every student loan that you received, right? You didn't even look at it. You just signed it.
I just signed it. Yeah.
Did you have any idea of what the numbers look like?
No, my only frame of thinking was getting into school to graduate college. Like I didn't care. I was like, I'll worry about that later. That's the only thing I kept saying. I'll worry about that later. Not knowing that worry about that later would turn into robbing me.
Worry about it. No, it's gonna more worry you later. It's gonna send you into a panic attack.
God.
Oh my God. Nah, see, mine's was a little bit different, right? Like I saw the numbers, right? Because I had to apply and everything like that, right? Yeah. And I did the applications myself. And I'm like, $12,000 one year. I'm like, oh, I'll be making more than that. I've paid it off like when I graduate, right? Like I didn't realize the magnitude, right? Because they don't give it to you like, oh, hey, you already took out this much. Now you're taking out more. They didn't show you the cumulative, right? I know the cumulative amount until I daggone like was real serious about starting to pay it off. That's when I was like, oh, what's this? What's the interest rates and stuff? But the entire college career, I never knew the total amount or what I was taking each time. And I also thought, hey, I'm going to be making a lot of money, so I'll be able to pay it off, right? Not knowing that a global recession is coming. Also that the internships that I had was lacking, right? Because it was all working on like college campus and anything, not in primarily my field, but I'm still back of my mind, oh, these student loans ain't nothing. I pay them off quickly, like, and everything. And boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Student loans changed my life.
Yep.
They're basically a child. I was paying, I don't even know if people pay $1,300, $1,400 in child support a month, but that's what I was paying right out of college.
I pay about $900 a month, so yes.
But at 23 years old, $1,300 is crazy.
Well, I was paying it at 24. So. No. Actually, inflation made it go up, so I wasn't paying.
Yes, that. Inflation made it go up. Yeah. I was paying that, and I was like, what the heck did I do with my life?
Yeah. That's that instantaneous regret. Like, what? Like, all those parties, all those good times was not worth it.
It was horrible and stuff. So that feeling, right, of when you see your payments, and obviously I think my payments are extreme just because I deferred them and all this other stuff like that, and it increased substantially. But like, people who are going through those situations, like, relief would help them in some capacity. Yeah, and that's absolutely why I want them to have that, especially for the people who are trying to do the right things to fix their financial situation. But from our community standpoint, we know that Black women are the most educated on paper, right? Right. In terms of like degrees, percentage wise and stuff like that, that has rapidly been increasing. So we know, like, it's just the degree, right? We don't know the majors. It's not STEM related and everything. So it goes back to like some of these career decisions, right? Where, you know, we focus so much on that paper, but not actual paper, right?
Yeah.
The degree versus how much you're making. So like, the people who are now, as a result of the pandemic, is like, hey, I want to go into, you know, business, or I want to go into tech, or I want to go into starting my own business now because, you know, my degree isn't doing it. Like, that relief for our people is going to help a lot, right? We just have to make sure, if we do receive any type of relief, that we use that extra income to build wealth or build a business, or, you know, give back or something, you know, just to continue to uplift our community as we climb.
Yep.
So,
couldn't have said it better.
So the question is college worth it?
Yes, it's worth it.
Yes, definitely. It definitely is worth it. Yeah. So,
just be intentional.
Yep. And know your numbers. Like, if anyone listen have kids that are about to become a freshman, or, you know, or you have family members that are about to be a freshman or applying for school or anything, like, know the numbers, right? And don't look at by semester. Look at it like, hey, if I'm taking out 10,000 this year, or if I'm taking out 5,000 this year, times that by four, figure out what those payments is, and you need to be on your child, friend, cousin, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, whoever it is, and be like, hey, what field are you going, and what are the people making when they get out of that degree? Mm-hmm. If your student loans is going to be higher than what that starting salary is, then you need to pick a new major. End of story. Yeah. End of story, right? STEM. Like, be intentional. STEM, start with STEM. I think STEM. That's start with STEM and minor in something that you love, right?
Culinary arts.
Because you can always make a career change when you're making a lot of money, but it's hard to do the reverse.
Yeah.
Go into a field that's not making a lot of money and then try to go into a field that's making a lot of money, right? Because a lot of times you need certain backgrounds to do that. But today with YouTube and all the stuff, that transition can be made, but it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. So if you know anyone, tell them that you love them, but student loans are not worth it. So if you can work, if you can go to state school, if you can work at a school, that's what I was going to say. That was another idea, to work at a school and have them pay for it. Now, as you mentioned, Brown, like, with school now, you work at any company, they give you assistance, right? Same with my graduate program, like, they covered it and stuff. So either have a job that's going to pay for it, or go to a school that's going to pay for it as well. It's really beneficial. So guys, continue educating yourself, help others, and lift others while you climb, right? Like, college is definitely worth it. You just have to be intentional with your major, where you're going, the cost of education, and your return on that investment, right? College shouldn't be a curse. It should definitely just be worth it and to help you change your legacy, build wealth, and lift others while they climb. Anything else, Brown? Take it home.
Nah, good, brother. Good.
All right. So, guys, thank you for listening to another episode. We really appreciate you just for listening. Don't be stingy. Give to the needy. People need to hear the 30 to Life podcast. We're excited because this is episode 94, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we are 6 episodes away from our 100th episode. So we just appreciate y'all through this journey.
Yes.
We've been doing this for 2 years, which is insane. Started during the pandemic, and you know, we continue doing this, right? So we really appreciate the support. We really appreciate every share, every download. Really appreciate this, and our goal is to redefine the Black experience but help others why we climb, and we're going to continue doing that. So thanks so much, we really appreciate it. This is your boy Mookie
and your favorite color in the world,
Ready to Life. We out. Peace.